the house, who has the more honor, the house or palace? Well, certainly the house has some honor. You walk in there and you see how those beams are coming together in perfect junctions and so forth. And you marvel at that and everything. And you walk into a building and you just go, wow, So it does have honor, right? But then you start saying, who built this? He has more honor. child we are if we hold fast the confidence and rejoicing of the hope firm to the end. I'll make a point about this, a very strong point. Christ is the head over his own house, whose house we are. We are a member of that household.
that supposed to be green?
Yep.
The invitation song tonight would be number 426. Why do we give an invitation? You know, we meet here on Wednesday nights and have Bible study, and we extend an invitation. On the Lord's Day, we extend an invitation. Gospel meetings, we extend an invitation. Every time we meet, we try to give an opportunity to someone that's in need or wants to become a Christian through an invitation. Let's go to the Bible in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. And here's one of the answers. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And verse 10, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away in a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat, both the earth and the works that are in will be burned up. So, doesn't want anyone to perish. And we know this world here is going to end. So you need to be prepared. Let's go over to Revelation 21, 11 through 15. Then I saw a great white throne and him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and books were opened. And another book was opened, which is in the book of life. And the dead, were judged according to their works by the things which are written in the books. The sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them, and they were